This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always talk to your own licensed medical professional before starting or stopping any medication, peptide, supplement, or treatment. Today, we're diving into a question that so many people ask me all the time. Skinny shots versus peptides. Which one actually works better? And why does it feel like everyone is suddenly taking something, injecting something, or researching something just to lose weight faster, feel better, or get a little more control over their metabolism? So let's break this all down in a way that makes sense, without the hype, without the sales pitch, and without the pressure. Just real talk about what these options actually do inside your body. First, when people say skinny shots, they're usually talking about a few different things. Some people mean lipotropic injections like MIC, B12, or MICC. Some people mean compounded combinations with amino acids, vitamins, or carnitine. And then some people mean the popular weight loss medications like semaglutide or tirzepatide. So the term skinny shot gets thrown around a lot, even though all of those things work completely differently. That's what makes the conversation confusing. So let's slow it down and really simplify it. Lipotropic shots, the old school skinny shots, are mostly a blend of methionine, inositol, choline, and B vitamins. People take them hoping for more fat burning, more energy, or a smaller appetite. But here's the truth. They don't change your hormones. They don't change your metabolic set point. And they don't change how your gut signals fullness. They can help with energy. They can support liver pathways. They can sometimes help mood. And they might help people feel motivated enough to make healthier choices. But they are not a magic fat-burning solution. If you take a MIC shot and do the same exact lifestyle, the weight loss results are usually small. Some people love them. Some people feel nothing. Now let's talk about the other version of skinny shots, the ones like semaglutide, tirzepatide, retatrutide, and similar GLP-1 or GIP agonists. These actually change how your hunger pathways and satiety pathways work. They slow gastric emptying. They help regulate blood sugar. And they make your brain feel full faster and for longer. This is why the weight loss on these medications is so dramatic for so many people. They are not lipotropic. They are not vitamins. They are not energy boosters. They are legit metabolic and appetite regulators. And when used correctly, they can be life-changing. But here's something people don't talk about enough. These medications mostly reduce how much you eat by reducing appetite. They don't build muscle. They don't repair tissue. And by themselves, they don't improve inflammation or sleep or hormones. You lose weight largely because you're eating less. And that works. But it also comes with downsides like possible muscle loss, nausea, fatigue, or the rebound weight gain if you stop. Now, let's shift over to peptides. And this is where things get interesting. Peptides aren't one thing. They're a huge category. And different peptides have completely different goals and actions. So when someone says peptides, what they're actually talking about could be anything from growth hormone secretagogues to metabolic peptides to repair peptides to inflammation peptides. So let's break down the main categories people compare to skinny shots. First, growth hormone secretagogues like sermorelin, ipamorelin, CJC1295, or tesamorelin. These help stimulate your natural production of growth hormone. And growth hormone plays a huge role in metabolism, fat loss, muscle preservation, sleep, tissue repair, and overall recovery. These don't work by making you eat less. They work by improving how your body functions, how your body burns fat at rest, and how your body recovers from day to day. Next, metabolic peptides like MOSE-C, AOD9604, cagrilatide, and even some of the GLP-1 related peptides. These help regulate how your body uses fuel, how your mitochondria perform, and how your metabolism responds to stress. These don't suppress appetite anywhere near as strongly as semaglutide or tirzepatide, but they help the body shift into better metabolic efficiency. And that means fat loss without losing muscle, and fat loss without completely shutting down hunger cues. Then you have peptides like BPC-157 and TB-500 that help with inflammation, recovery, joint pain, and the ability to stay active. And guess what? When people can move, they burn more calories and feel better. When they recover faster, they stick to their routines. And when they're not inflamed all the time, their metabolism naturally improves. Now, let's compare the two options side by side. Skinny shots like semaglutide are extremely effective for appetite suppression and quick weight loss. They're simple. They work fast. And for many people, they finally give them control over cravings for the first time ever. But they can reduce lean mass. They can slow gastric emptying too much. And they can create a dependency on the medication to maintain weight. Peptides, on the other hand, tend to support the whole system. They take longer. They are not as dramatic in the first few weeks, but they improve sleep, recovery, inflammation, insulin sensitivity, energy, and muscle retention. They don't just lower appetite. They help the body actually function better, so weight loss is sustainable. And they don't usually cause the rebound effect because they work with your systems instead of shutting them down. So, which works better? The answer is neither on its own. It depends on the goal. If someone wants aggressive appetite control right now, and their goal is fast weight loss, GLP-1 medications will usually win. If someone wants better metabolism, better energy, improved inflammation, more muscle preservation, and long-term body composition changes, peptides will usually win. And for many people, the real magic happens when they're used together. For example, using a GLP-1 medication for appetite and using peptides like MOSE-C or AOD9604 for metabolism, or using CJC and Ipamorlin for growth hormone support, or BPC-157 for inflammation and recovery. That combination gives the appetite control from the medication while protecting muscle, reducing inflammation, and keeping energy stable from the peptides. This is where people get the best, most balanced results without crashing their metabolism. Another thing to consider is the long-term plan. If you stop semaglutide or tirzepatide without building habits, without improving metabolism, or without supporting muscle, the weight rebound can be intense. But if you've spent that time also building strength, supporting hormones, and improving metabolic pathways with peptides, the transition off medication is smoother. Let's also talk mindset, because that matters too. Skinny shots feel like a quick fix. Peptides feel like a long-term upgrade. And sometimes a person needs both. There is no shame in needing appetite support. There is no shame in needing metabolic support. And there is definitely no shame in using modern tools to improve your quality of life. The only mistake is thinking one tool solves everything. It doesn't. But using the right combination for your body absolutely can. So, here's the simple breakdown. If hunger is your biggest issue, skinny shots can help. If metabolism, inflammation, or recovery is your biggest issue, peptides can help. If you want sustainable long-term results, the best option is often a smart blend of both, tailored to your needs, your goals, your age, your hormones, and your lifestyle. This is not about choosing one side or the other. This is about choosing what genuinely supports your health. As you already know, I'm a huge fan of peptides because of how they've changed my own life. But that doesn't mean I don't see the power of appetite-suppressing medications. It just means I know the difference between quick weight loss and long-term transformation. And if you're going to choose something to inject into your body, it's worth understanding what it's doing and what it's not doing. When you look at the research, the people who keep their results long-term are the people who support muscle, support hormones, reduce inflammation, and build healthy habits along the way. And those are the things peptides do extremely well. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. You can use modern medications while also supporting your body from the inside out. And that's where real change happens. You deserve a plan that works with your biology, not against it. You deserve tools that support your energy, your confidence, and your health. Whether that's skinny shots, peptides, or both, the goal is the same. Feeling better in your body, moving easier, sleeping better, and creating a life that feels good. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always talk to your own licensed medical professional before starting or stopping any medication, peptide, supplement, or treatment. Thanks for listening. Keep learning and stay curious.